See, my servant shall be raised high and greatly exalted. These are the words we hear in our first reading from the prophet Isaiah. These words are fulfilled every time we look at a crucifix. We see the suffering servant Isaiah speaks about amid his suffering. This moment of ultimate humiliation and defeat we have preserved forever as a moment of greatest reverence and awe. We place the crucifix in places of honor in our homes, in our rooms, and in our churches. Often they are elevated to show its significance in our lives. And in doing so, we too fulfill the words of Isaiah. Prophecy always works on two levels, the immediate and the future. Isaiah was speaking about the servant being exalted and lifted up, and that is fulfilled when Jesus is raised in agony on the cross, his naked, broken, and beaten body struggling to support the basic functions of life for hours as he suffered. The Romans lift him up to use as an example to be avoided, as a deterrent of deviant behavior. But we place this moment of seemingly ultimate defeat in the most prominent places we have to claim the protection of this symbol of torture. If our Savior met his end on the cross, we still might reverence it as something to be feared, as the ultimate expression of cruelty or of the symbol of our greatest shame. However, we know that the cross is only one third of the story. We have the life and ministry of Jesus that culminated in the Last Supper before the cross. We have the beauty of the resurrection after the cross. But today we focus on that beautiful and terrible instrument known as the cross. Each of us is to embrace our own cross daily and follow the Lord. This is a most unnatural directive. As humans, we are programmed to avoid pain and suffering. Yet our Savior directs us to embrace the sadness, to love the suffering, to be comfortable in our worst moments. None of this is natural. And if Jesus hadn't done it first, it would be too much to ask.